Rectok Ross has always had a passion for young adult reading, believing it is the ability to form you as a person, to help form you as a person, but also to help you find your direction and purpose. Feeling the time was right to move beyond vampires and werewolves, and inspired by the death of her own mother from cancer, she wrote Prodigal, a different kind of love story. And she's joining us on WDIS Newsline. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad that someone has decided it's time to move beyond vampires and werewolves, huh?
it's about that time, I think, as well.
So tell us about the book.
Absolutely. So Prodigal is the coming-of-age story about a teenager, Lexi Quinn. She's forced to move halfway across the country from Georgia to Texas after her mother's diagnosed with cancer. Throughout the story, Lexi is forced to adjust to a new school, new friends, there's bullying, new enemies, and she even has a new first love, all while dealing with her mother's illness. And, in the end of the book, Lexi really winds up turning to God and to religion to help make it through all of these changes and tough things in her life. So it's really a story about, faith, and I think it's something everyone can relate to.
Sounds very interesting. Who's your target audience for this book?
So it's a young adult. The target audience really would be anywhere from 12 or 13 up to about 19. But it's really funny. I've given the book to so many people, and I've had so many people purchase it off Amazon and post reviews that are not that target audience. And I think it really does have universal truths in there about just dealing with whatever life throws you and being centered to something. For Lexi, her center is Christianity and God, but everyone has different centers. Really finding out what that is and having that kind of move you through life. And so I think that appeals to, men, women, it appeals to children, and it appeals to, adults of all ages, parents, grandparents.
Now, you studied journalism in college and you ended up writing fiction. How come?
It's really funny, and I actually have a stint in between there where I'm now a practicing lawyer. So I went from journalism to law, which I still do practice, to writing fiction. I think that there's something really fun, and it's really creative about making, something out of, nothing, birthing something, I guess, as you would, into existence. And you don't really get that in journalism, and you don't really get that in law, because those are very much writing about the facts. And this is really writing about, a character and emotions and a story.
How do you feel about the debut of your first novel? You're a novelist now. Are you proud?
It's scary. Sometimes I have to remind myself of that as well. It's really been a fabulous experience. It's been so fulfilling to have this dream, and it took me years and years, 6 or 7 years to finally get it out there, and to now have it living and breathing, and people are reading it. And I'm always so excited whenever I get a new reader who emails me or contacts me about the book, telling me that it impacted them or it really changed their life. That's such a great feeling.
Do you see yourself becoming a full-time writer?
I still do enjoy law. There's a lot there, and it's a really rich and fulfilling profession. But yeah, ultimately one day, writing, I think, probably is really where my heart's at. And if the opportunity arises where I can do that full time, well, that'd be fantastic.
Are you working on another book now?
I am, and thank you for asking. I actually am in the middle of my second novel. This one is a little bit of a departure from Prodigal. It actually tells the story of young adults, but this time instead of high school, they are in college. And it's a little bit darker. It's rather than a coming of age love story, it's really a survival action adventure story. So very, very different, but in some ways it also still has the Rectok Ross. I like to call them hallmarks of my books, but it's got a strong female protagonist, a wonderful love story, and again, an exploration of faith and religion and beliefs.
And still no vampires or werewolves, I
Still
presume.
no vampires or werewolves.
Okay.
Watch, this will come back to haunt me as one day I will write a book about a vampire or a werewolf, but it will have a moral to it.
You know what? You could combine your expertise and do that. You could tell a story of a werewolf who's going through the justice system, you know.
That's a great idea. I'll make sure to mention you. If that book ever gets written, you'll be in my acknowledgments.
You know, if they take him to night court, it could be an interesting arraignment. Where can people get Prodigal?
So absolutely, you can check it out. Visit my website. It's www.rektokross.com. That's RektokRoss.com. You can purchase it there. I also have some fun stuff posted on the website in addition to my writing. And then you can also get it, you know, any bookstore, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, you walk right in, they should have it. A lot of my readers really love the e-books, so you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, online, pretty much anywhere.
That's great. Well, thank you very, very much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for the inspiration for my next book, maybe, about the werewolf that goes to court.
My pleasure. Take care now.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. We've been speaking with Retok Ross, who is the author of the book Prodigal. It is her first novel. She's an attorney and a very accomplished young woman. You're tuned to 1170 AM WDIS and over the internet at WDISAM.com.